Juba, the capital of South Sudan, is located near the River Nile, but the residents struggle to get clean drinking water. Since South Sudan got its independence in 2011, the majority of households lack running water taps. Water tankers operated by Ethiopians and Eritreans is the main water supply in Juba town. Tama Amarnir, a water tanker driver, says South Sudanese in the outskirts of Juba finds it challenging to access water. He says the demand for water is too high among the residents, but water tankers are not making good profits.
I took 3 trips in the morning and people are still demanding for water. I know people are tired and sometimes water at this filling point finishes before 3 p.m. All these things are difficult. I know that people are suffering because of the situation. Sometimes people ask me to help give them water on credit, and I do, because as much as we sympathize with them, we also need them to help us.
James Emmanuel, another water tank driver, says a drum of water used to cost 800 South Sudanese within Juba and £1,200 outside of Juba, but now a drum of water costs £2,000 in the nearby areas and £3,000 in the far areas. Emmanuel says drivers of water tank face challenges as they supply water across Juba town.
The water filling center has increased the prices from 3,500 to now 7,000 South Sudanese pound. Of course, the roads within the residential area are bad and we are struggling. And even there are people who cannot access water because of impassable roads. Sometimes your vehicle breaks down and forces us to pour the water from the tank. Fortunately, during the dry season, the roads are good. But the most difficult time is the rain season. I asked the government officials to maintain the roads, reduce price of fuel and engine oil. We do not have any problem and will immediately reduce the price once everything gets back to normal.
Most small-scale business owners say starting a business in South Sudan can be expensive. James Oluak, another water tank driver, says motor spare parts and the skyrocketing prices in the market has forced water suppliers to increase their prices.
For example, we used to have a problem where one tire cost to 150,000. Now it is 300,000. So drivers do not increase the prices. That means people in this area will not get water, because water tankers will prepare to go and supply water to 5 areas to get money. So they have accepted to pay £2,000 per drum of water. But of course, many people have not accepted to pay the amount.
Juba resident Santino Albino says it is a challenge to get water, adding that water tankers prefer to take their water to areas far from the city.
Water is very difficult to get here. We have to go to the water filling center to get water from morning to evening. One drum of water costs £2,000, and I am close to the water filling point. Every morning I go to the water station, but I do not get the water. And here I get more than 50 water tankers at the filling point, but only few water tankers are supplying water in our area.
Last month, Yar Paul Kwal, managing director of South Sudan Urban Water Corporation, announced new traffic of 200 South Sudan pounds per a drum of water. Kwal says the cost of operating water tank is very challenging. Kur Abraham is the manager at the Gudele Block 9 water filling station. Abraham says he and his colleagues at the filling station receive orders from Juba Urban Water Corporation to increase traffic on water tankers.
So, by the way, the changes, the water that increased up to 7,000, I can think maybe it is due to situation in South Sudan, because everything goes up to high price. So that's why the water has been increased up to be 7,000. At the moment, it was 3,500 per water tank. But in the middle, we were told to charge one trip at the rate of 7,000. So by then we follow up, because we don't have an order that we can even ask the question that why do you charge one trip to be 7,000? Because for us, we are just normal workers inside the year.
This program reached out to South Sudan Urban Water Corporation for comments twice, but was told the managing director was on official trip to Kenya. When contacted today, Managing Director Yar Paul promised to comment on issues to do with the new traffic on Tuesday. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias, reporting from Juba.